I believe it's a controversial issue for two factors. Number one, because Ethiopia is an integral part of Somalia's security architecture at this point. Ethiopia is part of the ATMIS forces that exist, and Ethiopia has also got non-ATMIS forces in many areas in Somalia. So they hold some substantial ground in that sense. Number two, and also because of the diplomatic issue that has existed between Somalia and Ethiopia over the past 6 months in relation to the illegal MOU that was signed between Somaliland and Ethiopia.
And the federal government, especially the National Security Advisor, said the government expects Ethiopian troops to leave by December, but some Somali regions are not happy with that statement. Why?
I believe that the matter should have been consulted internally so that that disagreement would not have been made public. But the most important thing is that if the ATMIS forces, especially the Ethiopians, are to depart from any part of the country, there has to be some discussion with the federal member states, because they have security forces in those areas, and the gaps that occur in security or might not occur will impact them primarily. So I think the FMSs have a huge stake when it comes to ATMIS forces' departure or staying, and they deserve to be part of the discussion, at least internally.
What do you make of this whole process to end the African Union mission in Somalia by the end of December, and the possible deployment of a new force under a new name, which we don't know yet? How do you think this is going to go in Somalia?
First of all, the end of an AU mission is an important thing. It's important because I think Somali security forces need to eventually take on responsibilities. The sooner the better, but it has to be gradual and well prepared for. So this is something that I think principally has to occur. But the deadline of December 2024, especially when looking at the past 2 years, the security ownership that the government has taken, the setbacks that we've faced, I think December 2024 was always going to be unrealistic. And now the government has come up with a new plan to have AU forces post-2024, which I think is positive. This new mission has different tasks, I assume. It will have to have, different tasks from the previous mission. But eventually, the realization that Somalia wasn't ready is really implicit in the decision to have a post-ATMIS mission.
And the final question is, does Somalia have forces that are capable of taking over responsibilities beyond December 2024?
Yes, I believe Somalia does have forces that are able to take over security responsibilities, but the challenge is the coordination of those security forces, the command and control of those security forces, the coordination with FMS security forces. I think our challenge is not number of forces, but really coordination of those forces and also the sustainability of those forces, the resources that goes towards that.